You're probably not in trouble with the IRS, don't need a medical brace, and aren't under arrest. But no doubt you've gotten those calls anyway, repeatedly.
For more information on how to receive your medical brace, press 1 now.
Do not disregard this message and call back immediately, as this is a very serious matter.
Internal Revenue Service has filed a lawsuit against you regarding tax deficiency and tax fraud. Ignoring this will be an intentional second attempt to avoid federal law.
Unwanted calls are the top consumer complaint to the Federal Communications Commission. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai addresses the annoyance in a video on the commission's website.
Consumers have been saying loudly and clearly, and for many years, that they are fed up with unwanted robocalls.
The government expects major phone companies to begin rolling out improved caller ID based on new technology standards later this year. But
I want to be clear. There is no silver bullet to stop scammers and others who make unwanted robocalls.
That hasn't stopped Washington lawmakers from looking for it, though, in a bipartisan bill called the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act.
I get them every day. I mean, it's an outrage. And it's not just, you know, a difficulty and a pain in the neck, but it's an invasion of your privacy.
The bill includes a section called the Spam Calls Task Force Act, sponsored by St. Petersburg Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist.
It has the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, work with the Department of Justice to come up with a plan that would be ironclad and stop these robocalls from bothering and pestering so many of our fellow Americans.
The task force will try to figure out where the calls originate and who's financing them, and whether it's a large contingent of con artists doing all the damage or just a handful. Crist says it remains to be seen whether phone makers and service providers are open to making changes that would hinder scam callers.
It doesn't matter to me if they're receptive or not, to be candid with you. You know, I work for the people, and what's best for them is to stop this harassment. And if the companies that provide phone service to us are happy or sad about it, really is not relevant.
The overall bill would force phone companies to provide caller authentication. That would cut down on spoofing, where scam calls appear to be coming from a trusted source. The bill would also close loopholes that enable many robocallers to evade the law. And it would give the FCC authority to impose sanctions against violators. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.